Obviously, I'm here to talk about the Alabama trip, and that was with Samaritan's Purse, and to help rebuild some of the homes that were devastated by the tornado. I was kind of going down my notes here of what it, they had like four little things you're supposed to hit, and one of them was, what did I bring to Alabama? And I was trying to think about it. I was the reluctant servant, is what I would say. So I've been told since I came to faith probably 14 years ago to you always got to do one mission trip in your life. And so I was turning 50 this year, and I was like, okay, it's going to be this year. But I figured way at the end of the year. But, you know, procrastination, Biz. I have some issues with that. But so anyways, I knew this trip was coming, and I looked. There was a couple spots left. I let it go for a month, and people were saying you should go, and I was like, it just didn't feel like it was fitting. But then, was getting short to the time when Dave had to buy the tickets, and Debbie Mann came up and said, hey, my husband, two kids are going on the trip, and your brother's going, and I didn't even know my brother was on the trip, and she says, this is a family thing, you know, you need to go. And I was like, I don't have the, you know, here's the doubt and the way of getting out of it, just saying, I don't have the time. I can't take any more time off from work. I don't have anything to offer. So all those things come in your head. But I left after talking to Debbie after service, and it just never left my head. I could not let it go. It just followed me home at night. And then I looked on the, I let go to the last day before Dave was going to buy the tickets, and I looked on there late at night when I got home from work, and there was one spot left. I'm like, all right. I emailed him, said, hey, if you're going to buy the tickets at early in the morning, I said, go ahead and put me down on the email, and I figured I wouldn't be able to get a hold of him. I had a dentist appointment in the morning when he was going to buy tickets, and so I didn't know if he got the ticket, got me in or not. So I came home from the dentist appointment, and sure enough, he said, you're on. And I'm like, oh. Anyways, but it was cool. You know, I got to see God work through Debbie back there, and I love Art's kids too. But doing the trip, you know, going there, and Samaritan's Purse just lays everything out just incredibly. Little nervous of what I had to offer, because they have a checklist of what you can do there, and I think I didn't have anything, except I'm an auto mechanic, and here we're rebuilding houses, so I'm hoping one of the cars breaks down, so I got to work on it. But, then on the outline here, they got, what do I, I gotta get my glasses on here. What am I leaving in Alabama after doing this experience? And I was able to work with somebody who they said nobody can work with, which is Sean. And they said, there's no way you'll be able to work with this guy. So we were working on this roof, and we had, there was four people working, I think, with Sean. And it ended up, by the end of the, I don't know, within an hour or two, it ended up with just me and Sean. I was the only one hung in there. But, and I remember at the end of the day, everybody was like, man, how did you do it? You know, I'm like, he's nothing compared to my boss. Nothing. He didn't hold a candle to him. I enjoyed working with him. Maybe that's a dysfunction in me, but I'll tell you, Sean is a machine, and they even know that they had to tell him to slow down because they wouldn't have anything left for him to do. So, but amazing to be there. Left a roof on a gentleman's house that was completely destroyed, and so what I'm leaving there is a small part of me working on putting a covering over this guy's home and restoring his life. And getting to meet him was cool. And then what am I bringing home from Alabama? Besides a few extra pounds, which I did work off since then. But they say you gain an average of 7 to 10 pounds within 1 week from the food they serve you there, which is, there's no Jenny Craig there or anything. So it's all meat and potatoes and grits. But what I'm really bringing back is a closeness that I think I came back with, of connecting with my relationship with God, number one, seeing him work in my life, and seeing how, making that step of faith and watching how he can use you. And that's amazing. And then one of the greatest things is getting closer in my church and the church members. So, you know, poking fun on Sean and Art. And I got to really experience Art and Debbie's kids, Josh and Matt. They're just awesome, awesome kids and awesome servants of the Lord and serving our nation too, which is incredible. But, and then how has this experience changed me? Really opened my eyes. When I watch TV news about the tornadoes, I have a lot more understanding, respect, and concern for what kind of devastation is going on there. And materially, physically, and emotionally for some of these people that lose their homes. And it literally looks like a bomb went off in where this just swath of where a tornado came through and just devastated. And it's going to be years before they, you know, this is just one area of our nation that's gotten hit. You know, we've got so many things we're still working on. But that's amazing. And then, you know, it's like a postcard. You don't understand it until you, or, you know, postcard looks great, but if you're there experiencing it, it's completely different. So, and then probably one of the coolest things I got to, I'd say the experience of changing me and the reason for doing a missions trip would be, I'm going to steal this line from Josh Mann, who actually was interviewed on a TV news show about why we do this. And what he said so emotionally in the middle of it was just, I think I literally cried watching him on, watching it on the internet when Dave sent it around. But he said to this news lady, seeing how happy we and I serving the Lord can make somebody feel whole again is beyond words. And I mean, he's saying this, trying to hold himself together. It was just incredible. Very moving. So, and when they tell you this thing, it's kind of a lie about one missions trip in your life, because they know if they can get you to do one, you're toast. So, all right. Thanks, guys.